second grade in school and talking to kids and, well, where are you going? The Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of what? Well, we've never heard tabernacles. It's not a word you use much. And you start to go through and explain. Well, you have church every day and they have activities that you do through the week. And it's hard to explain it. But what are these Feast of Tabernacles? This afternoon, we'll look at the meaning of this name and why it's important and what it does picture in God's plan. Looking up the word in the Hebrew for tabernacles, it's Strong's number 5521. And in the Hebrew, it is sukkah. See it meaning temporary shelters, dwellings, booth, a tent. So you start to think of the Feast of Tabernacles. Other translations will say the Feast of Booths. And also other places you can translate it, the Feast of Temporary Dwellings. It's not really the kind of the phrase you think of. Oh, have a wonderful Feast of Temporary Dwellings. But that's what it means, the Feast of Tabernacles, and why that's important. If you turn over to Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah chapter 8, beginning in verse 14, we see in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, I love these two books, there's so much in them, as they're trying to get back in line with God's ways, seeing God's laws, and going through, and Ezra starts to read through the law, beginning on trumpets, beginning of chapter 8, and then you get down to the Feast of Tabernacles. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 14 says, "And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths." Well, this word here is the same one we see in Leviticus 23 that we read last night. This same word meaning tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Temporary Shelter. This dwelling in booths during the feast of the seventh month, verse 15, and that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, "Go out to the mountain and bring olive branches, branches of oil trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, branches of leafy trees to make booths as it is written." We see the importance, don't live in your home. Have a temporary place to live. There's a significance. Continuing in verse 16, then the people went out, brought them, and made themselves booths, these tabernacles, each one on the roof of his house, or in their courtyards, or in the courts of the house of God, in the open square of the water gate, and in the open square of the gate of Ephraim. The significance, even if you lived in Jerusalem, you weren't to live in your home. You were to set up a booth, to be outside, to be in this temporary shelter. And it was so significant that they were to make their own, to go out and be prepared for this. And they did exactly that. Verse 17, "So the whole congregation of those who had returned from the captivity made booths, tabernacles, temporary shelters, and sat under the booths, for since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until that day, the children of Israel had not done so." Kind of sad in many respects that since Joshua's time until this time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they hadn't done it. They quit. They let it go to the side. But we see the blessings that came from it as it ends verse 17. "And there was very great gladness." Following God's way again, remembering the importance, because it was significant. It wasn't the feast of living in your home. It was the feast of temporary dwellings, and what that pictured. In these shelters, they lived during the Feast of Tabernacles. And you know, it doesn't matter what the booths or dwellings are made of. Back then, they were made of branches. Today, they're made from canvas tents, aluminum trailers, brick hotels, log cabins. The important part is that they are places of temporary residence. You know, you start to check into your hotels. It's not some place that you live all year round. It's temporary. And there's a lesson that we are to learn from it. I always love, during all the annual festivals, digging out the old correspondence courses and going through them. Had so much detail, a whole lesson going through each of the annual festivals. Lesson 38, The Old Correspondence Course, page 14, had this to say about this section on temporary dwellings. It said, God directed the use of trees in ancient Israel because there were the most plentiful and convenient material. But a temporary occupied dwelling, such as a tent or camper, other things as you think of hotels, locations, made of any materials would qualify as a booth. It's a temporary dwelling. So you start to think about these lessons of why. We won't turn back there. We turned there last night in the sermon. Leviticus 23, verse 43, tells you why Israel was to do it. I always love, God doesn't hold it back. Well, maybe you can guess it out. Why? He says, here's why. Verse 43, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in temporary dwellings, booths, when I brought them out of Egypt. It's funny how many times throughout God's plan, you go through Passover, unleavened bread, you keep going through it, God's plan, and it keeps reminding you of God bringing Israel out of Egypt. And how that correlates in our life of bringing us out of spiritual Egypt, bringing us out of the ways of this world to live a different life, and what that pictures. We see how significant this is. It keeps pointing back to Israel coming out of Egypt, and the same with us coming out of spiritual Egypt. With Israel, after the tribes of Israel came out of Egypt, they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years before going in and possessing the promised land. Many similarities of what we're looking to in the kingdom, what they were looking to being out of those temporary dwellings. As we think about being out of our temporary dwellings, being spirit being changed in the twinkling of an eye. With Israel, while they were in the wilderness, they had no permanent dwellings. They wandered from place to place, setting up their tents. When God moved the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire, then you moved. If you didn't move, you were no longer following God. Start to think about picking up, being ready to go to the next location. They went from place to place as God led them. The Israelites were heirs to the land God had promised to them. But they were not yet inheritors. They hadn't possessed that land yet. They were merely heirs waiting to become inheritors of the land of Canaan. That is why they lived in temporary dwellings, looking forward to that time. You start thinking about all those years of picking up the tent, gathering your things. Okay, we're moving to the next location. How many times? Dad, how many times do we have to do this? Well, when we get to the land God's given us, then we build our home. Until then, we keep doing what God asks us to do. And what that temporary dwelling pictured. Start to look at this inheritance. They lived in the world of the wilderness, but they were not of it. They weren't to be in the wilderness, be a part of it. They were to live there, but they were to come out of that wilderness. Their inheritance was elsewhere. And we think of so many similarities in Scripture. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So many that God worked with to remind them, it's not about this world. There's something better. Something you can hardly even imagine how wonderful it will be and what we look forward to. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. The faith chapter, one of my favorites. Anytime you kind of get low or down, I love to go to Hebrews 11 and you start reading about the famous people of faith. People that stuck through it. They went through tough times, but they kept following God no matter what. Encouraging chapter. So much in it. We get to Hebrews 11, verse 8. We see Abraham mentioned here. Hebrews 11 and verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterward receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Quite an attitude, why we call him the father of the faithful. Imagine going out, God saying, I'll lead you there, but not telling you. He took God's word and went exactly where God asked him to go. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city with the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He looked to New Jerusalem. He looked to the future, what he longed for. And yet we see this same word used here in the Greek in verse 9 for tents, dwelling in tents, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, going through that reminder of what God was pointing to, a lot to it. We see this word for tent in the Greek as skene, S-K-E-N-E, kind of similar to skin. You start thinking about your temporary dwelling, you don't get any more temporary than your skin, what we're living in. But we see this Greek word for skene. It means a booth, hut, a tabernacle, a tent, any covered or shaded place. We see what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and so many through scriptures went through reminding what we are to be a part of, what we look forward to. It isn't about this physical body we're in. It's about what we long to be in God's kingdom, spirit beings. And we go through tough times in our physical bodies. You know, you have health difficulties, and we're reminded through those, it's not about this world. It's about what we look forward to, and so much in it. Dropping down to verse 13, verse 13 of chapter 11 kind of sums up this section, talking of all these fathers and these men and women of faith. Verse 13, then all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. What we see as a Christian, that we are strangers and pilgrims in this life. So many sections talk about that. 1 Peter 2, verse 11 is one of them. You can put in your notes. But we are strangers and pilgrims. It isn't about this world. As we go through this week of reminder of this Feast of Tabernacles, what that does picture, what we look forward to in the future. We are in the wilderness of the world, but we're not to be of it, not to be a part of it. And we see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were reminded of that, and they kept that as their goal through life. What they looked forward to was what the future held, what God's future held for them. So we are reminded, we are temporary. We are mortal beings made from the dust of the ground. It comes alive with the Day of Atonement. After you go through a 24-hour fast and you get to the end, usually it even takes a day or two. You still get a little weak the next day. You're still trying to get food back in your system. Realizing how weak we are without God and what these days picture. Now, again, we live in a physical temporary dwelling. Just as our temporary dwellings here at the feast, we have the excitement of, you know, moving into them for these days. Looking forward to getting unpacked. And I always try to remind the girls, you're unpacking and you're going to blink your eyes and here you go packing again, ready to go back. It goes by quick. But what these days picture, this excitement, what we know will be short-lived here, but what we look forward to in the future. You unpack your bags and live out of them this week, but you also know what these days are showing. And we see so much in this, just the title of these days, the Feast of Tabernacles. A lot in that title. These temporary dwellings that won't last. They are temporary. These temporary dwellings will be with us these next 7 days. And they're to teach us what we look to. It isn't about these physical bodies, not about the physical hotels, places that you're staying here, but what we look forward to and what we long for. Just like Abraham, we too look forward to the city which has foundations, New Jerusalem, whose builder and maker is God. Think about that meaning as you open the door of your hotel or your cabin, wherever you're staying, your temporary dwellings for the next 7 days. As you lie down in a bed, not your own. As you eat under the circumstances that are different than what you're used to. As you dig through your suitcase looking for another pair of clean socks, living out of that suitcase through the week in these temporary dwellings, as God commands us. We think temporary. Think pilgrims. Think heirs of what God's future holds for all of mankind. Then rejoice and have a great feast of tabernacles, a great feast of temporary dwellings.